Hello.
Hi, is that John?
Hi, is this?
Hi, good morning. It's Francesca from INS Law calling about your Scottish redress scheme.
Yeah.
Sorry I missed your call. Is now a good time to talk?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, perfect. So before we begin, I just get some details off you. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So would I be able to get your full name, please?
John Tanner.
Yeah. And have you been known by any previous names at all, or whilst you were in care or anything like that?
No.
No, no problem. And your date of birth?
18572.
And your current address?
205 Graham Road, Falkirk, Scotland, FK27BU.
Just let you know as well, so all calls are recorded for quality
yep, sure, no problem.
Purposes, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Just in regards to contacting you, so it's usually by telephone, email, text message. Are those all okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, perfect. So obviously discussing experiences connected to this application can be difficult and upsetting, so please take your time during the call, and if you need a break at any point or any extra support or explanation, just let me know, okay?
Yeah, sure.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of?
No.
No, no problem. Okay, so the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you. We'll go through your options. I'll explain how INS Law operates, discuss funding and fees, and then gather initial information to assess whether and how we can assist you. Is that all okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Thank you.
Yeah. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in Cairn, Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you understand all of your options before you decide whether to instruct us.
Wow.
So you're able to apply directly to the Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So they're paid by the government for assisting you with your application. So under that scheme, those solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for assisting you, regardless of whether you're successful or not with the application.
Yeah.
So INS Law doesn't operate under that scheme, so we don't claim any government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we're not paid by the government for assisting you. So would I just be able to confirm that if you've instructed or had any communication with other solicitors to act for you in relation to the scheme at all?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
No, you haven't, no?
No.
No, no problem. So with our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. And then if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payment. You'll never pay more than that agreed cap. So I think it works out 19.2%. So there's no prior fees. Is that all okay? Do you have any questions so far?
No, that's fine. That sounds clear enough.
So it's important to make it clear, so we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So the scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I can explain that in greater detail during the call as well. So if you decide to instruct us, we assist with we go through your eligibility to apply to the scheme. So then we submit the initial application, which we do over the phone today, and then we gather and review all the evidence and then prepare and submit the final application. We do all the corresponding with the scheme, and then we can advise on any offer made and assist with any reconsideration or review processes in the scheme as well.
Yeah.
We'll also explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered. It's important because accepting an award can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you're not expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. So you also have a right to cancel. So if you decide to proceed with us, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation right still remains. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, perfect. And just so we're able to formally act for you as well, so we'll require proof of identity for verification purposes. Just to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So we'll need photographic ID and a proof of address dated within 3 months of today's date.
Sure.
So do you have any photographic ID?
Yeah, I've got a driving license.
Okay, perfect. And then the letter then is just full name, current address, and then date within 3 months, yeah.
Yeah, no worries.
So just to confirm, the name, your street name? Was it Graham's Road?
Yes, Falker, yeah.
Yeah, is that 205, is it?
205.
Okay, so just to go through the application now, so just a few more questions, and then we'll move on to the case settings. Is that okay?
Yep, that's fine.
Yeah. And sorry, what was your date of birth?
18/5/72.
So, regarding contact, you're okay with everything, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. And have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all?
Say that again, sorry?
Have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all?
I had a heart attack last Wednesday.
What was that, sorry?
I had a heart attack last Wednesday.
Are you all okay now?
I'm on the mend. I've got some broken ribs.
To a certain extent.
Aye.
So in regards to your application, so if anything was to happen to you, so you could nominate a beneficiary. Is that something you'd like to do?
Yeah, please.
Yes, so would I be able to get their full name, please?
Jake Danner.
And their date of birth?
5/3/97.
So 1970, yeah?
No, 1997.
And do you have an email address or a contact number?
Yeah, it's. I don't know. Don't know his email address. It's my boy, but no, I haven't got that information at the moment.
That's okay. You can add this at a later date, anyway.
Yeah, sure.
But what about? Do you have their current address?
He stays down in England in Kent. I've not got his current address because he just moved houses, but I can get that information as well.
That's okay, so you can add this...
Would you want me to get that just now?
You can add, send this over at a later date, so it's no problem.
Sure, no problem.
Yeah. And so have you received any relevant payments at all? So any criminal injuries compensation, court
no.
damages, anything like that, no?
No.
And do you have any criminal convictions?
I've had a few, yeah.
Yeah, so is there any imprisonment of 5 years or more?
No.
No? And would I be able to grab your parents' names?
Fyal. Fyal.
Was that, sorry, the call broke up slightly then.
My mother's name is Anne Fyal.
Anne Fyal.
Yeah.
And your father?
Thomas McDonald.
Is that M-A-C?
It's M-A-C.
And do you happen to recall the address that you were in prior to being placed into care?
52 Greenhead Alpha.
And what area was that in?
Clackmannanshire, so Clackmannanshire, Scotland.
Greenhead, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you registered with a GP at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah, would I be able to take the name of the practice?
Yeah, Ochil Practice. O-C-H-I-L. And it's A-L-L-O-A. And it comes under the name of Sauchie, which is S-A-U-C-H-I-E.
And so on Hull Park Road.
Pardon?
Hull Park Road, is it?
Yeah, Hull Park Road, yeah.
And you said that, so you, have you had the name John Tanner from birth?
No.
No. So what was
No.
it before?
My name from birth is John McDonald. My mum married again, and that's why it's the name Tanner. But I've always been known from the age of 3 upwards, John Tanner.
Okay. And just to confirm, McDonald is MC Donald, not
Yes.
MAC, yeah.
Aye.
Perfect. Okay, so moving on to the case settings now. So would you be able to let me know the names of the settings that you were placed into with approximate time frame if possible?
Yeah, 10th of January 1982.
Yeah.
Weedings Hall, Poland.
Woodings home.
Weedings Hall, WEDINGSHALL, Weedings Hall. Moment.
That a children's home?
Was, yes.
Yeah. And how long were you there for?
I was there for about, I went from there to another children's home, but I was there for maybe about 9 months to a year. And then they sent us to Orkney Place in Hall Glen.
And how do I spell that one, sorry?
Orkney. So Orkney. Place, PLACVE. Hall Glen, which was HALLGLEN.
So it's called Orkney Place.
Yeah.
Sorry, just that I can't seem to find this one on the system.
Sorry?
I can't seem to find this one on the system. Sorry, 2 seconds.
What about Orkney Court, maybe? That was Orkney Place. It was Orkney Place. Hall Glen. It's not there no longer. Think it's houses now.
Starting about 1983, roughly.
Pardon?
Starting about 1983, roughly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I was there till I was 17, so what would that be? From there till then, five, so about 89, I was there till 89, 90. On the place? Aye, it's on the place. Hall Glen, Falkirk.
Yeah, there you go. I got that one now.
You got it.
Yeah. So it's just the two, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So if you're ready now, so the next part of it is to take a statement of your time in each case setting. So any types of abuse that you suffered, the reason that you were placed there, the reason you were moved, anything you can recall. Again, take this at your own pace, anything you're comfortable with sharing. With these statements, it's the initial statement to get your application accepted by redress, and then further down the line, then we'll be in touch to do a witness statement with yourself. So it'll be
Okay.
in further detail. So this one's to just share what you can and how much you want to. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So with Weedings Hall, so why were you first placed here?
My mother passed away 30 December 1981.
And were you placed there by yourself, or were you with siblings?
I was with my two sisters and my brother.
And how was just day to day life whilst you were here?
It wasn't the best, obviously, because I don't know, I was taking away from my family, and obviously my mother passed away. Just the youngster, and then everybody split us all up over a period of 6 months. They split the whole family up. My brother went back home to his father, which was my stepfather, which was an alcoholic. And that's why the social workers took us into care, because he was an abusive person anyway. Which was probably the best thing for us, but taking us into care wasn't the best thing either.
No. So, in regards to any forms of abuse that you suffered, is there any incidents that you can recall that stand out, or is it... In care, yeah.
Basically, it was just like a military camp. Like, do this, do that, do this, do this. And teachers, like, if you don't do this, then you don't get that, and you don't... Basically, it was just pretty shit. So sorry,
So if you didn't do what you were told, things were taken off you.
Yeah. Yeah. And age of 9 year old, it wasn't the best thing, because obviously just lost my mother, etc. And I never ever been told to do these things before, but yeah, it was basically then was told to. It was a very strange way of life to change from that to that. Understand?
Yeah.
It was just,
so you say it's like very military, so you just controlled.
Very.
Were you punished in any way? Was there any physical, anything that you experienced? Or was it just like shouting and was it mental more than?
It was used to get dragged and pushed or whatever. It never hit, it was just dragged as such. You would do your toe, and this is our rules, and you do this and you do that. And it's like, sit there or you're not, basically. It was never a attack as such, but it was like grabbed, etc. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So just do as you're told. If not, were you just kind of just left?
Well, you were put in a room, or you were put say, to your room or whatever, or put to. And when I like to do this, when I like to do that, and they were taking privileges, etc., off you that you were allowed at the time. No TV or no money or no. Basically, it was just like there rules or no rules as such, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just more verbal than physical, I suppose. And I don't know if that's.
Yeah, no, it's a form of mental and psychological abuse, and obviously you're just adjusting to this new way of life after everything you've just been through, and you weren't necessarily cared for.
Mm. Very true.
Okay. And then, so you said then, so you and your siblings were all split up from each other.
Yeah, my young brother, James. He went back to stay with his father, which was my stepfather.
Yeah.
Which was obviously an alcoholic. And the social workers thought it was better for him to go back there and split all the family up, which was near the best. We were all young and all. He was only 6. And I was 9 year old, and he was my brother. Yeah, I looked after him.
Yeah.
And it was just so we were taken away from each other.
So then he was taken back there,
he went back.
Were...
He he went back to stay with his father, and then my older sister Mary, she got taken to Tullabody Children's Home.
Yeah.
Because she was a bad influence on me and my sister. But how could you be that bad if it was me and my sister? We were in, I mean, we needed each other.
Yeah.
That was very difficult too.
And you were taken then to Orkney Place?
Yes.
And was it just you, or was it you and the other sister?
Me and my other sister, Jenny.
And then in regards then to Orkney Place, so what was that one?
It was in a children's home, but smaller. But it was more sort of, because the woman that ran the place, she was a religious woman. She was a Catholic woman. And it was basically, it was very sort of, because we went to Catholic school and everything, it was like, she was like a, she was very military type as well. Like, do your talk, do this, do this, do that, Catholic this, Catholic that. And
so you were forced into that.
Uh-huh. We had to go to chapel every Sunday. We had to go and Holy Communion with the nuns and the priests and all that. And that was, that's not as obvious to me. But that's what we had to do.
Yeah. So, I guess obviously you said that she was also like very military.
Well, the thing is, with if we didn't go, then we weren't allowed to do this, we weren't allowed to do that. So it was either we had to basically go, or we wouldn't be allowed to go out with our friends, or we had to stay in the house and stay in the rooms and everything. So it was basically, yeah, you do this or you don't do this or whatever. So it was more sort of do this or nothing.
Yeah. Was there any forms of physical, or was it all mental?
It was there was one staff that used to sort of be quite angry and aggressive with us.
Was this quite often?
Most of the time, yeah.
Yeah, and was he physical towards you?
Yeah, not in a sexual way or anything, but the controlling, grabbing, etc. again. You will be thought, I think, one of these ones.
What was that, sorry?
You will do your talk one of these ones.
Yeah. Okay, so I've written up the statements now with everything that you've shared with me today. Is there anything that you'd like to add in particular to these ones? You'll have a chance to obviously add more detail at a later date. Is there anything that you'd like to add now?
No, I think
No?
Enough.
Yeah. And you were there until you were 17. So was it just you were removed from there as you were too old?
My granddad died in Iowa. Sorry, not my granddad. My granddad died in Iowa and I went home. I was given a premises because I've told you. From the premises in Iowa where I had to go and look after my granddad. I was basically chucked out of there at a certain age. Time up, see you later.
Yeah. Okay, so following these statements now, so that's the application section complete.
Mm-hmm.
So in regards to the application, so there's two types that can be pursued under the redress scheme. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000 and it's a fixed amount regardless of the severity of abuse you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment. So this is up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on what you suffered. So based on previous awards made by the scheme and what you've shared with me today, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed payment for you. Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Yeah. So you won't be required to attend any meetings or anything like that with the Scottish Redress Scheme in person. So we'll provide everything on your behalf.
Sure.
And so following the next steps now would be for me to send you the contracts over. So you're under no pressure or obligation to proceed. If you're happy to, I can get those sent over to you.
Uh-huh.
So it will be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and a letter of authority. So it's everything that we spoke about previously. And then it will contain in a part one and a part two, which will be everything that you shared with me. So if you're happy to proceed, then I can get those sent over to you.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Yeah. And if you'd like as well, so you can take a look in your own time, or I can stay on the phone with you whilst you have a look, just if you have any questions regarding anything, if you needed any help, anything like that, it's completely your choice.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So I've just sent these over now. So they should arrive via email and text message. So whatever's easiest for you to access.
That's just come through, I think.
Yeah. So on the message, so then it should say, so like click the link below to sign.
One more.
That's okay.
Fatima, can you help me? I've not got my glasses on, please. Can you help me? I'm going to put it on loudspeaker because I'm speaking to a lady at the moment, and I need to. I'm going to put it on loudspeaker. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's no problem.
It's just that I need someone to help me. I've not got my glasses with me.
Yeah, it's okay. It's a very very small screen. It's very small writing as well.
All right. Okay. Like, I'm just going to pass you over to my friend.
That's okay. No problem. Hiya. Hi. Okay. So on the message, it should say, click the link below to access the documents.
So I've got 123, INS Law Client Case.
Yeah, so it'd be the most recent text message or email. So it'll say your reference, and then please click the link below.
Why is it not opening? Oh, okay. Please click the link below. Okay. So John Tanner, 18, John Ronald, 25, and file.
Yeah, so it'll contain all the information that I've shared today, so you can look over all that stuff.
Just do with your finger. Apply.
And then there's a yellow box on the bottom of the screen that says fields required, and if you click on that, it'll take you to each page that needs the signature. If you lose your place, or save you scrolling through everything.
Can you teach my company to do things like this?
Honestly, it's amazing, isn't it? Sometimes I do miss just pen and paper, but things like this come in handy.
Well, Okay.
I'm glad you're here, but I don't think I'll be able to do that.
Bye.
I've got sausage fingers, as my family say as well. So when I come to sign in on a
phone, I've got what I call fat fingers.
Yeah. I do my signature and I'm like, oh, it looks nothing like it. But
no,
like
it.
Okay. I've done that 4 days a week, definitely 4 days.
And then when it says then like zero fields or all fields completed, then so then if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, then there should be like a little tick box that you can.
I've done that already through that.
That's stunning. And then you should then be able to press submit.
I have already.
Oh, stunning. There we go. There they are. They've come through. That's perfect. Thank you very much.
No worries.
I'll send over an email regarding, so we'll need the driving license and the letter. So you can send us an email or WhatsApp, whatever's easiest for you. Just take the photos and then send them on that. And then once you send those over, then I'll add them to the file. But that is everything that we need today. But do you have any questions at all for me? So you can so I'll send you an email regarding it. So I'll do that now, actually, so that comes through. So you can respond to the email with the photos, or you can send them to our WhatsApp if that's easier. And then I'll get those added to your file then. But other than that, do you have any questions for me at all?
No, I have things good enough. Thank you.
No? Perfect. So as what I'll do, I'll get your application sent over to Redress. And then once they reply them with an application number, I'll get back in touch. And then your case then will be moved to the evidence part of it, or where we try and get all your records and things like that and start building up all the evidence.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll update it as much as possible through the whole thing, okay?
That's good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for your time today. Take care.
No worries. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.